Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Denise Courtney from Indica Clinic calling on behalf of Dr. Ramos. The doctor has asked me to remind you to skip breakfast prior to your appointment at 9 a.m. on May 7th because it could affect your test results. If you are currently taking any pills or other medication, then please contact the clinic so we can add that information to your records. Our number is 555-2094, which is the same number you should call if you have any questions.
Number 71. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 72. What is the listener told to do on May 7th? Number 73. What information is the listener asked for? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following radio broadcast.
You're listening to the hourly traffic report on WKKL Radio. Drivers are experiencing long delays on Roth Avenue due to the heavy snowfall from last night. Nearly 9 inches of snow is covering the road, and vehicles are getting stuck. The city has begun clearing major roadways, but the progress is slow. Therefore, you should take the subway if possible to avoid further delays. And unfortunately, more snow and freezing rain is expected tonight. As a safety precaution, Randall Bridge will be closed all day tomorrow on account of the icy conditions. We'll have another traffic update at 5 o'clock.
Number 74. What has caused delays on Roth Avenue? Number 75. What are listeners advised to do? Number 76. What will happen tomorrow? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
The Heights Golf Resort is open for the season. Following a construction project that added a lake on the 5th and 14th holes, the course is now ready for play. Known for its breathtaking landscape on the Scottish coastline, The Heights has won numerous course design awards. As a welcome gift for new members, every application form comes with an entry into a prize draw to win a complete set of clubs from Bobcat Sports.
Number 77. What has the golf resort recently added? Number 78. What is the golf resort famous for? Number 79. What is indicated about new members? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Hong. This is Samantha from Essential Home. I'm very sorry, but we just realized that your recent order was filled incorrectly. This week, your order was inadvertently sent to another customer, and you will soon receive theirs. We will immediately repackage your order and send it to your address, along with a postage-paid box. Please return the incorrect order in that box. Additionally, we will include a coupon for $10 off your next purchase to compensate you for the inconvenience. Please call customer service at 1-800-555-2940 with any further questions. Thank you.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the call? Number 81. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 82. What will Mr. Hong be given? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you, everyone. To conclude this evening's ceremony, I want to introduce Mr. Harvey Levine, who is retiring as the CEO of Executive Solutions. Mr. Levine came to us 10 years ago from the world of luxury vehicles, and his remarkable skills as a salesperson have served us well. His management has increased our profitability by 40% over the years. That's well known. Before he leaves, we will give Mr. Levine the opportunity to reflect on his decade here. Please put your hands together and help me welcome him to the stage.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the introduction? Number 84. What does the speaker mean when she says?
That's well known.
Number 85. What will Mr. Levine talk about? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Susan. It's Jeremiah. I need to tell you something about Mark Stroud, one of the biggest accounts of yours. Mr. Stroud's assistant said that he is unable to make it to tomorrow's meeting. He has to go out of town on business unexpectedly. Therefore, he'd like to reschedule the meeting for, Friday morning at 9 a.m. I know you're supposed to lead the training of the interns at that time, but don't worry. I'll cover it for you. As you know, I led it last year, so I know what to do. The meeting is much more important, so it should be given top priority. Number 86. Why is the speaker calling? Number 87. Who most likely is Mr. Stroud? Number 88. What does the man mean when he says, "I'll cover it for you"? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. My name is Tracy Moore, and I'm here to tell you about a solid investment opportunity. The Renko heater is a heating device for your home or office. Most heaters have to be operated manually or work on a preset timer. But the Renko heater can be turned on and off from an app on your smartphone. That means you can have it start heating your home shortly before you get there. These days, consumers are looking for opportunities to reduce their energy usage. For your information, this is the way. I've prepared some preliminary profit estimates, which were passed out to you when you arrived. Please take a moment now to look these over.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what makes the Renko heater unique? Number 90. What does the woman mean when she says,
"For your information, this is the way"?
Number 91. What have the listeners been given? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and list.
Attention shoppers, Johnson Supermarket is always looking for ways to bring healthy options to our customers. That's why we've recently added an organic food section where a wide variety of fruits and vegetables are available for you and your family. You can find these items at the rear of the store, where our employees are serving free samples of some of these products all week. Yesterday, our flavorful bell peppers were a hit, and today we're giving out juicy apples. We encourage you to stop by and give them a try. And please remember that Johnson Supermarket will be closed tomorrow in observance of National Independence Day. Thank you.
Number 92. What information is given to the listeners? Number 93. Look at the graphic. What day is the announcement being made? Number 94. According to the speaker, what will the business do tomorrow? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and list.
Last month finalized the legal process for merging our two companies. From now on, we will operate under the new title Hologram International, with Jerry Rayner acting as the sales director and Lynn Spears in charge of marketing. As part of the ongoing process of integrating our administration operations, we will slowly switch to a new management system. We expect some integration challenges between the two sides of the business. Our head of HR, Kelly Young, has volunteered to be a point of contact regarding these issues. Please call her to report any problems you've had with the transition. Now, I'll briefly open the floor to questions before we break for lunch.
Number 95. What does the speaker say happened last month? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What extension number should the listeners call regarding issues? Number 97. What will the speaker do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and chart.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Portland Enterprises. The competition at the final interview stage was strong this year, so, you should all feel proud to have been hired. Today, you will learn all about our company through several information sessions. You will attend each session in small groups based on the departments you were hired for. This particular group received the largest number of applicants, so, you should be even more pleased that you were able to secure a position here. Finally, I want to warn you that you may feel nervous with a lot of details in today's sessions, but don't worry. I'll give you copies of the speaker's notes later on.
Number 98. Where most likely is the talk taking place? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which department do the listeners work for? Number 100. What does the speaker plan to do later?